Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The British government says it'll reopen its embassy in Kyiv after Russian forces pulled back from the Ukrainian capital. The UK joins a handful of countries, including Italy and France, that announced plans to do the same. A State Department spokesman said last week that the US, which closed its embassy in the days leading up to Russia's invasion, won't reopen its diplomatic offices until it's deemed safe to do so. Health authorities in Shanghai have unveiled an aggressive new COVID-19 containment plan despite a drop in cases there, indicating China's financial capital is still far from declaring victory over the country's worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic. Under the plan, all COVID-19 positive patients, as well as their close contacts, will be transferred to quarantine centers. The lockdown in China's financial capital is in its fourth week and has caused panic among residents over access to food and other necessities. And Philadelphia is lifting its citywide indoor mask mandate just days after becoming the first major U.S. city to reimpose the requirement. A spokesman for Mayor Jim Kenney said that due to improvements in COVID-19 data, the city will shift to strongly recommending masks in indoor public spaces as opposed to requiring them. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.